We are not alone. We live in God's world. We believe in God, who has created and is creating, who has come in Jesus, the Word made flesh, to reconcile and make new, who works in us and others by the Spirit. We trust in God. We are called to be the church, to celebrate God's presence, to love and serve others, to seek justice and resist evil, to proclaim Jesus, crucified and risen, our judge and our hope, in life, in death, in life beyond death, God is with us. We are not alone. Thanks be to God. Amen.
I was emailed some bulletin bloopers this week, and most of the time I have a hard time getting through bulletin bloopers when I read them, because I probably take most of them personally as experience in the past, but I thought I'd share some with you before we begin today. The fasting and prayer conference includes meals. For all of you who are secretaries or have been secretaries out there, I apologize for these ahead of time. The sermon this morning, Jesus Walks on Water. The sermon tonight, Searching for Jesus. Our youth basketball team is back in action Wednesday at 8 p.m. in the recreation hall. Come out and watch us kill Christ the King. Ladies, don't forget the rummage sale. It's a chance to get rid of those things not worth keeping around the house. And bring your husbands. The peacemaking meeting scheduled for today has been canceled due to conflict. Don't let worry kill you off. Let the church help. Ms. Charlene Mason, I hope Ms. Charlene Mason isn't around here, sang, "I will not pass this way again," giving obvious pleasure to the congregation. Think about it. You'll catch on. All right, now here we go. For those of you who have children and don't know it, we have a nursery downstairs. What are you laughing at? Okay, let me see here. All of them are good, but at the evening service tonight, the sermon topic will be, "What is hell?" Come early and listen to our choir practice. This reminded me of, well, anyway, potluck supper Sunday 5 p.m. prayer and medication to follow. I love those things. Whoops. All right, if you would turn with me to Luke chapter 6 verse 38. Now, for those of us who may not know, where is Luke in the Old or the New Testament? New Testament, and the New Testament begins with the Gospel of, and then Luke, right? All right. Luke chapter 6, verse 38. Once you find that, I invite you to close your Bible on your finger, and let us stand. Lift our Bibles above our heads this morning and say this like we mean it. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I can do what it says I can do. I can have what it says I can have. Today I will be taught the Word of God. I boldly confess that my mind is alert and my heart is receptive. I will never be the same. I am about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, ever-living seed of the Word of God. I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I will never be the same. In Jesus' name, amen. Please remain standing with me as we read Luke chapter 6, verse 38.